Sal Roselli, president of Local 250, says the main issue is worker input into how care is given.
They've given us a final position which does not include a standard that we've established at 40 other medical centers across Northern California, and that's given their healthcare workers a voice in establishing how care is given, a voice in staffing decisions. We have 30,000 hospital workers that work at 40 other hospitals that have that voice, you know, have the ability to have real input into how care is given. That's what the dispute is all about.
The workers say that understaffing is a problem at the medical center. Michael Colburn is a rehabilitation aide. He says that while the center has enough therapists, their work is often interrupted by shortages of other workers.
I work in the acute setting with patients who are sick or have just had surgery, although I tend to have enough therapists and physical therapy aides, et cetera, to do physical therapy with the patients who need it. Our treatments are interrupted or interfered because of the lack of nursing help, RNs, LVNs, and certified nursing assistants. So we end up having to help with these kind of things instead of treating the patient.
For example, Colburn said, certified nursing assistants, CNAs, have enough to do handling 4 or 5 patients a day, but they are often assigned 6 to 8 patients, and some patients don't get CNAs at all. Those patients must rely on other workers, like Colburn, to perform CNA tasks, such as giving out bedpans. Pay is also an issue. CPMC workers are looking for parity with workers at Alta Bates, Summit, Kaiser, and Catholic Healthcare West. The hourly start rates for Local 250 workers at CPMC are from about 50 cents to about $4 lower than their counterparts at the other 4 institutions. The union also wants tougher worker safety language in the contract that would enable workers to take unresolved safety issues to arbitration. Colburn thinks staffing shortages create conditions that can compromise worker safety.
Personally, I think the biggest thing I see is when there are spills, there are accidents, things are spilled, things leak out of a cart or something, and there isn't a system to clean it up. It's just that I think because of the number of people working at a given time, it takes too long to get to that. It's not unusual for me to come around a corner and see a puddle of water or something on the floor that might take 5 or 10 minutes to get cleaned up. In the meantime, 50 people could walk by in that amount of time.
Local 250 President Roselli said that the 5-day strike would not harm the patients.
Well, by law, you have to give it at least 10 days notice, and then it's the obligation of the employer to either find replacement workers or make sure patients are in other hospitals. However, our healthcare workers don't want to strike because there's a critical staffing situation at California Pacific Medical Center every day that are driving the healthcare workers to this point. But on the picket line, healthcare workers are ready to go into the hospital at a moment's notice if there's any emergency that the employer hasn't taken care of.
Sutter Corporation did not return KPFA's phone call. For KPFA News, I'm Kelia Ramirez.